AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met at the Vatican with Pope Leo.
Mr. Secretary,
it's great to see you.
Good morning.
It was almost a year that I was here with you.
1 day, well, no, 10 days off.
Rubio is on a fence-mending visit after back-and-forth exchanges between President Trump and the Pope over the Iran war.
Pope Leo said things that are wrong. He was very much against what I'm doing with regard to Iran, and you cannot have a nuclear Iran. Pope Leo would not be happy with the end result.
The Vatican says the need to work tirelessly in favor of peace was discussed. The Pope gave Rubio a pen made of olive.
Olive being, of course, plant of peace. There's this, the coat of arms here of pontificate here.
The meeting lasted about 2.5 hours. The State Department says it underscored the strong relationship between the U.S. and the Holy See and their shared commitment to promoting peace and human dignity. Iran has created a government agency to control and tax vessels passing through the Strait of Hormuz as it reviews a peace deal with the U.S. Powerful storms that spawned at least 3 tornadoes tore through several counties in Mississippi. A tornado was in the path of Crystal Miller's home.
It shook the trailer. Then next thing you know, it picked it up and then it put it back down. Then next thing you know, it just flipped it. And we just flipped and it just threw us all out over here.
7 family members were in the trailer. What was Miller thinking?
Praying to God. Just praying. Scared.
And it flipped in midair. Like it rolled
it flipped. Yes, it flipped.
Miller's young son was taken to a hospital. At least 500 homes in Mississippi were damaged. Hamas says the son of its lead negotiator died after being wounded by an Israeli strike in Gaza. Russia says Ukraine launched a major drone attack after Moscow shunned a ceasefire offer. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Investigators are searching a home tied to the Kristen Smart case 3 decades after she disappeared.
She went missing from California Polytechnic State University in May of 1996. Her remains were never found, and she was declared legally dead in 2002. Paul Flores was convicted in 2022 and later sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. The Your Own Background podcast, which helped investigators crack the case by bringing forward additional witnesses, first reported the search and said the home belongs to Flores's mother. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
A man accused of a firebomb attack that killed one person and injured a dozen others while they were demonstrating in Boulder, Colorado, in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza, has pleaded guilty to murder and other charges. Mohammed Sabri Solomon entered the pleas. He now faces up to life in prison without the possibility of parole. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.